News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You're very welcome back to News Talk Breakfast. Now, many of you out there may be contemplating the question of where to spend Christmas when you and your partner hail from different counties. We're joined now by Cork native Fionnuala Jones, broadcaster and podcaster. Good morning, Fionnuala. You married the lovely Dub Keane this year. When did the question of where to spend Christmas come up?
Girl, well, there was never a question. Have you been to Cork? I'm going to Cork. Of course I'm going to Cork.
And how did he react to that? He's a proud Dub.
Do you know what? He's well used to it at this stage. And look, he does come down over the festive period because I'm indoctrinating him to the Cork way of life. And he loves Cork and he loves my family. But he did kind of turn to me and he said, next year we'll be spending it together. And I said, maybe we'll do that. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see close to the time. Anything could happen.
And do you not, like, it's your first year married. You know, I got married this year as well. Like, it's I can't really imagine not spending Christmas with my wife as I'm still getting used to calling her. Did you not want to spend it together?
Sean, you're sounding like every scandalized member of the ton that I also have to deal with when they learn that we are also spending Christmas apart. My thought process is, like, we have hopefully the rest of our lives and we'll spend all of our Christmases together. I would like to go home and spend time with my parents. Cork is obviously very far away. I think it's different if you live in closer counties. I would like to go see my parents, spend time with my family, eat my dad's roast potatoes and put my feet up, you know?
So, yeah, something just about being home, like your own family.
Yeah, 100%. And again, I think it's a bit different when you work a bit further away and you're not up and down as often to get that kind of uninterrupted week, a little bit over a week, a little bit under a week, whatever, to be there, to be with them, to be in your own kind of Christmas tradition and comforts. Like, you can't put a price on that. It's so special and nostalgic and I love it, and I will be very hard pushed to give it up.
It's very political in a lot of families, though. How did the in-laws feel about you not coming for Christmas?
God, I don't know if they know yet. So if they're finding out now, love you guys. We'll see you New Year's. Look, they're very chill. And I think this is a big thing as well. I think the minute you say, oh, we're spending Christmas apart, they think there's argy-bargy between you or not. I can safely say there is with my family. I know situations are different. And as you said, it gets political. We also don't have kids, so it's completely different for us. But I just think, do what suits you. Christmas is so stressful as it is. Try and come to some kind of a compromise with your partner if one's very on the other end of the spectrum. And just, like, lay off the stress. It's a stressful time. Do what suits you.
Yeah, because we're kind of putting this piece on a big piece that was in the Irish Times recently, but someone saying they absolutely dread going to their husband's parents' house and they swap it. Like, that is hard for people if you don't get on with the in-laws. Whatever having a good relationship, like going every year or every second year, just becomes, takes what is a nice time and makes it very stressful.
Exactly. And it feels like a kind of a chore then when it absolutely shouldn't. And again, I'm very privileged. I don't have that stress. I know it's not the same for other people, which is why I'm saying, try and minimize it as much as possible. Like, organize it around yourself. You know what I mean? Just, it's so stressful. It can be such a hard time of year beyond the joy and the merriment. Like, do you as much as you can.
Right. Well, Fionnuala, we'll check in with you this time next year when you're going to be going to Keane's in Dublin for your own Christmas there. Until then, Fionnuala Jones, podcaster, broadcaster. Thanks a million for joining us. Shane, I don't know, what do you think? Did you use to swap? Did you go to one over the other?
No. Well, we took it in turns. And right. I would always have, once we got married, we always went together.
Right.
I want to spend Christmas with, I wanted to spend Christmas with my wife.
Yeah.
That was first and foremost. So we swapped every year, basically, alternated. But anyway, each to their own.
That's it, yeah. And saying that, I can't really imagine, well, I don't think Jill would let me spend Christmas somewhere else. I don't think it's a question I'd be even allowed to ask, in fairness.
I like the sound of Jill, I have to say. She's dead right too.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.